Scientists in Arkansas have developed a blood test that can detect certain types of cancer at an earlier stage, which gives the patient better odds of beating cancer. The blood test measures for a protein called hepsin, which is produced by tumor cells. Dr. Blake Johnson is the lead scientist at a cancer research company called Stage One Diagnostics, located in Little Rock. Recently, he spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek about the test he helped develop.
This blood test is for cancer in particular.
That's correct. So the test that we offer, we've seen the proteins that we assay overexpressed in a number of different cancer types, including prostate, ovarian, breast, renal, to name a few. And we've worked with in the past, and we've been building on data that we have with Arkansas Urology to try and get a better idea of what is actually going on in prostate cancer. And now we're expanding our agreement, our collaboration with Baptist Hospital to go into more epithelial tumor types.
So tell me about this protein that indicates a possible tumor. Or is it possibly a tumor, or is it always a tumor if that protein is detected, or a large amount of that protein is detected?
So the protein itself, hepsin, we also have other markers we're interested in looking at. Hepsin itself is an early player in tumor development, and it's also key to what is known as the metastatic cascade in biology. The protein itself is a serine protease, so it's an enzyme, and it's known to function in what we call tissue remodeling. So tissue remodeling is an important component in metastasis, because for a tumor cell to gain access to the blood and then disseminate to a distal site organ, it first has to degrade the tissue to the basement membrane in order for it to gain access to the vasculature. So when we say tissue remodeling, the process itself is very intricate, it's very conserved, and this is one of many effector proteins, if you will, enzymes that play a role in this cascade.
Did you have to isolate it in some sort of way? Is that what makes this blood test new?
Yeah, so what is so novel about our test is, A, it's a simple blood draw. So we're looking for elevated hepsin levels in the blood. The idea is that as the tumor is developing, you should not see it, or you should see it at very low levels in normal tissue. And then as the disease develops and you see the more advanced disease, such as metastasis, you should see an uptick in the actual hepsin expression levels. So what we have done is we've developed the monoclonal antibody that detects hepsin, and it allows us to do this in a very simple fashion, really, using what's known as an ELISA that can be done quite quickly.
And are there other blood tests right now that can be used to detect cancer?
And there was one last thing that I wanted to add to your prior question. So we did not discover hepsin, the protein itself. Prior to me coming on board with the company, the founder of the company, Dr. Timothy O'Brien, he isolated, cloned the gene, and he created the monoclonal antibody for hepsin. And what's unique or novel about it is that this is the only antibody for a detection platform like this that allows you to assay hepsin levels in the blood. So we really just developed the blood test for hepsin.
Okay, and as far as the other blood tests for cancer?
I couldn't go into the specifics. There are so many tests out there that are currently available. Many of them at the current moment are geared towards the genomic level of the tumor. So what's, again, different about us is we're looking at the proteins. So tumor cells are genetically engineered to do something different from a normal cell, and there are often a lot of different genetic abnormalities that have to take place in effect for the tumor to develop, and there are many tests that look for these. However, it really gets to the heart of the biology of a tumor cell when you think of the kinetics and how they form and develop and eventually metastasize. And we like to think of proteins as really being the master regulators here. So genes really, you know, it's an accumulation of genes, and genes are the boss, but proteins are the workers. Proteins are the ones that go out and get everything done. And what's inherently novel to our test is that not only are we looking at the protein level, but again, this is a soluble protein that you can detect in the blood. So as it's being either secreted through an exosome, or as you have what are known as circulating tumor cells, or just cells that are cancer cells that are dying, or the protein itself gets shed, these are all ways by which we can detect a protein with a simple blood draw.
And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of patients end up finding out they have cancer because there's some sort of symptom. And this sort of aims to catch cancer very early on. So in what instances would this test be administered? Like, at which point is this something a doctor would use?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And that's, you know, that really goes to the heart of what most people want. If you have a history, if you have a known predisposition to the disease itself, it may be good to get a check and look for potential elevations in hepcin.
Sort of perhaps every few, something someone would do every few years or something like that?
Yeah, we're hoping to make it a more comprehensive or routine workup so that people can have access to this test annually. But yeah, it's the same idea.
Obviously, the earlier you catch any kind of tumor, the better your odds are of beating it, right? So is that the ultimate goal?
Exactly. So the mission of our company is to detect cancer in its earliest stages when it's easier to treat, when it's easier to manage, and also prior to its dissemination, or what we call metastatic disease. We know that these proteins that we are assaying are known to be overexpressed in a variety of cancer types, and we can better understand the biology of the tumor, and also prostate cancer, for example. You know, if we see higher levels than a prostate cancer patient, that might be a good medium for recommending them for a more comprehensive workup, as opposed to if they have lower levels, they may be good candidates for, say, active surveillance. So there are different ways that we can use this. But again, yeah, the idea is to detect it in its earliest stages.
So aside from the cancers that you guys looked at in particular, are you guys working towards expanding this test to other cancers?
Yeah, so what we've done to this point, we've looked at hepcin and prostate cancer. But there's a lot of literature out there that suggests that hepcin is very much overexpressed in ovarian, breast, several different epithelial tumor types. And, you know, these are also diseases where early detection methods are very much needed. So we're hoping to, you know, increase our bandwidth and get out there and start assaying levels in the blood across these tumor types as well.
What has been sort of the biggest thing that's held some of these cancer tests back? What's the hardest thing to detect? What makes it so hard to detect cancer?
It is such a complex disease, and it's such a it's really such a disease of heterogeneity. So if you were to take a cross-section of a tumor cell, you would find so many proteins that it's just almost more than you can analyze or assay. There are so many different proteins, so much going on, and as you go from cross-section to cross-section, no cross-section looks the same. So there's just so much heterogeneity that makes these tumors very difficult to assay in any way or form. But again, this is what's really, I would say, unique about our test. This enzyme, hepcin, and the other markers that we look at, not only are they seen in early tumor formation, but in order for the tumor to metastasize, these are proteins that are very necessary to the process of tissue remodeling. Therefore, the tumor itself must at some point express some of these, one or multiple of these markers, which means it increases our ability to actually detect a tumor.
So is the next step after this to make these kind of tests more widely used and more affordable?
That's right. So we want to catch it early. We want to make it affordable. We want to make it accessible. We want people to know that this is a test that's $99. We want it to be accessible to the people of Arkansas. We want them to understand that you know, it's we're aiming for early cancer detection. I think the better we inform people and the more educated people become for any reason, understanding that early detection in cancer is so critical is a good thing regardless, right?
Right.
The message is partly educational along the lines that early detection is really key. And also, we're trying to roll out a test that's very affordable, very accessible, and gives people the early advantage.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Dr. Blake Johnson, the lead scientist at Stage 1 Diagnostics, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. For now, the Hepsin blood test is going to be offered at Baptist Health Medical Center in Little Rock.